Chef Vikas Khanna learned to cook at home as a child, and that simplicity still holds in his recipes. You can see it in his book, Flavor First, An Indian Chef's Culinary Journey. That journey has taken him into some unexpected kitchens. Vikas, good to have you with us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
So, Vikas, you grew up in India.
Yes.
Where did you grow up, and what was that like?
Yeah, I grew up in Amritsar. It's a city on the border of India and Pakistan.
So it's in northern India?
It's northern India, in Punjab. We call the state of five rivers. That's where it gets its name from. It's a small city, but it's also a holy city for the Sikhs because the most important shrine of the Sikhs, Golden Temple, is right across my house. And every temple in a Sikh temple serves free food. So that is when it got instilled in my mind that food is something much beyond feeding a human body. It's something which connects you spiritually to a higher self. So that is where all my life it has been an education, something which was very practical. Like if everybody shares, there's nobody hungry in the world. But I loved that everybody would go there and donate their time, their first crops from the farms, and a whole community was created just based on sharing. So a child which grows up under those circumstances, and you grow up in a very poor home, so for you, dearth of food was never an issue. You always found abundance everywhere because people were sharing.
So how did you actually learn to cook?
My grandmother. I was born with certain kind of disability with my legs. So I would just stay home. I would not play with like normal kids and everything. So the only place where I found my center of, where I found my shelter was the kitchen, because there was something happening in the kitchen all the time. So I would sit with my grandmom in the kitchen, and she was very, she thought she found a new help, small hands, just trying to cut vegetables or, you know, peel the peas and just doing the basic stuff. But it got me so involved to the point that when she would put the food on the table, the whole family got together. I thought that was so emotional for her to see the whole family come together because of her food. And she would never be tired, she said, because she gets the energy from the smiles on the table and how you people connect. And that's the biggest mission of her life, is to feed us. And I thought that was something which was, I want to spend my whole life doing that.
What was it like for you being in the kitchen with her?
It's still the best time of my life, still. I still remember, every moment, every evening spent with her, even when I go back home, we just sit in the kitchen and we talk. And you know, and in front of her when I sit, Lynn, it's like all my masks just come off. I'm just the real, honest little kid which she raised. And I think that's wonderful. She doesn't speak such fluently, but whatever words come out of her mind, of her mouth, it's so sacred. Few things. You have to get married, you know that. I'm dying to see your son. And it's like typical. But everything she says, it's just so pure. And it bites me to the point where I say, you know, I have to learn the way I'm with her to be with everyone.
It's that sense you can be entirely open.
Yes.
This brings to mind a project that you're working on. It's a documentary film series called Holy Kitchens. And it seems to tie into that sense of just being. Can you explain what this is?
Absolutely. I went back home after 7 years. I go back home and my mother asked me, where do you want to eat? So I said, let's go to the holy Sikh temple. You go, you sit on the floor and people feed you. It's no questions asked who you are, your faith, your belief, your perspectives of life, nothing. They just feed you. So I'm having that food and I'm holding her hand and we're both crying because I go back home after such a long time. And I tell her, Mom, I felt that I was hungry for so many years. It was a very emotionally like thing for me to tell that to her, that, you know, I feel that even if my body eats, my mind is still hungry, or my, you know, there are certain needs in my body which are totally hungry. It only connects through this. And during the time after 9/11, because I came before 9/11, I thought that somebody had to tell stories about ourselves, like which I would call interfaith relationships. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a beautiful subject to talk about. So I made a small film on this by handy camera, and I bring it to America, and I bring it to my partner and the writer, everybody who, Andrew Blackmore does everything for me. Mm-hmm. He's my lifeline in America. And then we figured out that the common denominator of every faith is sharing, how we share information, how we share love, how we share compassion, and how we share food. So we started making the series. We did the Sikhism. And just now, I was in Dubai, Egypt, Morocco, in Bombay, and I commissioned somebody to go to Mecca and Medina, because next year we're coming out with the meaning of what is the holy month of Islam, the fasting. Because I think that's the biggest feast on the planet, where the whole nation breaks the fast at the same time. And it has inspired me so much that I've spent almost 4 years now making that film. It comes out next year, right before Ramadan.
So this is going to be a series of how many films and how many...
Seven
films. And is this about seven different faiths, essentially?
Seven different faiths. And I thought the most interesting thing, response which I've been getting from these films is from Ivy League universities. It's unbelievable. I just invited me to lecture at Oxford in London. And I said, guys, can we talk about cooking also? No, this is much beyond cooking. This is unique what you're touching now. And it's interesting that the government, some of the people take these films to show it in schools to create interfaith relationship that who Sikhs are, who Hindus are. But we don't talk about religion in the films. We just talk about food. And we see the whole thing through the lens of food, which makes it very unique. It's not like a cooking show.
Yeah.
So I don't talk about how great the food is. But the whole concept of it, everybody sitting together and breaking fast or eating together, I think that's a much higher level of consciousness.
It's the thing we all have to do. And we have to do it every single day, right?
Every single day.
Vikas, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Vikas Khanna is author of a number of books, including Bliss of Spices, The Essence of the Indian Kitchen. If you're dubious of turnips, try his turnips in coconut and mustard seed curry. The recipe's on the website, splendidtable.org.